We get to come to the table together to have fellowship with God and one another. Jesus invited us to remember Him by what we do. Jesus sat down at a meal with His disciples at an intimate setting where He was with His closest friends, and they were eating together. That's how it all started. It's interesting when we get to the book of Revelation. Jesus is addressing His churches, and He has some pretty serious things to say to the different churches. He's addressing different issues, and there's concern. He says you've lost your first love. He says to Ephesus. He says you're putting up with false teaching. He says to some of the different churches. He says you're suffering in persecution, and I'm with you in that. He talks to the different churches and the different situations they are, and then he comes to the last church, and he says, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." It's a shocking picture. If you think about it, Jesus is coming to the church and He's saying, "Hey, I'm outside. I'd like to come in, but you've left me outside of your church. I'm standing at the door knocking. I'd like to come in and have fellowship with you. And you're doing your thing in there, whatever that is, but I'm not in there. I'm outside. You've left me." Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So I think it's an opportunity for us to search our own hearts and say, have we gotten so busy with doing whatever it is we do that we've left Jesus completely outside? Or is He in with us, are we having fellowship with Him? He says, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me." Jesus longs for fellowship with us. He wants to sit down at table with us and have that fellowship. It's up to us to open that door. He says, I'm knocking. I'd like you to let me in, and I want to come in, and I want to have sweet fellowship with you. So just invite us as we contemplate communion, this fellowship meal, sitting down at table with Jesus, that He is here. He wants to meet with each one of us. He loves us. He wants to have that intimate table fellowship where we have everything in common and we share with Him and He shares with us. He wants to be involved in our lives. And we just need to ask ourselves, have we invited Him in? Have we invited Him in to number one, pay the penalty for our sins? We have no fellowship with God as sinners. We have to be totally forgiven, and that's why Jesus went to the cross, to pay the price in full. The bread that we eat represents Jesus' body broken for us. The juice represents His blood, which is poured out as a payment for my sin. So the only way we can have fellowship with the Holy God is to have our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. And that's what we remember by taking bread and juice. We reflect on what Jesus did for us as he instructed us to. And then we welcome Him in and have that day-to-day communion, that day-to-day fellowship, that day-to-day walk of relationship with our King, with our Lord, with our Savior Jesus. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up. We'll pass out the bread and the juice. Just take a moment as we're passing that out, as you're holding that in your hand, to just reflect on your relationship with Jesus. Take a moment to just get your heart right before Him and reflect on Him as you remember what He did for you. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of the world. Jesus, thank You for coming gladly, willingly, eagerly coming to pay the price for us so that we could have fellowship with You. And Spirit, thank You for coming and filling us and empowering us and transforming us from the inside out so that we are no longer what we used to be, but we have been renewed by You in us. Lord, we pray that You would continue that work in us for Your glory. Lord, I pray that this day we would have intimate fellowship with you, that any sin that is entangling us, we would lay aside, we would put to death, we would confess to you and receive your grace and your mercy that is new every morning, and enjoy a reconciled relationship and fellowship with you that you freely offer to us as a gift. We want to say thank you. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember what you did for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, we want to invite you into our presence this morning. We want you here with us. We want to commune with you. We want to know your presence, to enjoy your fellowship, to enjoy your favor as you are pleased with us, your people. God, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for what you did to save sinners. Jesus, you went to the cross, endured the wrath of God in our place as a substitute for us so that we could enjoy the favor and the pleasure of God. Thank you for the fellowship that we now enjoy with you. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we could have life and be transformed. Thank you for your body broken and for your blood poured out to wash away our sins. Thank you for making us yours. Thank you for the privilege of having intimacy with God, with you. Thank you that we can sit down at a table and enjoy fellowship with you. We thank you for this bread and this juice. In Jesus' name, amen. His body broken for you.